Hi everyone, this is Barbara Thomas, Program Director, Charlotte Rescue Mission Dove's Nest, with your Paycheck Letter podcast. To begin, I'll say Happy Valentine's Day, although I'm a week late now. But as I write this, Valentine's Day has not yet come. And I confess, it's not one of my favorite holidays. But it has me thinking about the word and the concept of love. Years ago, in the book The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck, and some of you are old enough to remember this book, as I am, I read in that book this phrase, "Love is not a feeling." That phrase, "love is not a feeling," changed my perspective and my thinking completely. It was striking because until then, I had always thought of love as a feeling and an emotion, something that welled up inside that allowed me to be kind and to be loved and to belong to someone or something. But instead, in this book, he writes, "Love is the free exercise of choice, not a feeling." And he further writes, "The person who truly loves does so because of a decision to love. This person has made a commitment to be loving whether or not the loving feeling is present. Love is the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing one's own or another's spiritual growth. Love is as love does. Love is not a feeling." For many of those we serve, especially the women here at Dove's Nest, they have been sold a bill of goods about love. The man who says, "I love you," becomes the center of their world, regardless of how that man treats them. The parent who ignores, abandons, hurts, but says, "I love you, you are my child," sets up these women to believe that love has nothing to do with behavior, but everything to do with some inner magical feeling that somehow should make all the hurt and bad behavior be okay. Many of us have been in situations ourselves where the words, "I love you," do not match the behavior of love. So I say, good riddance to love as a feeling. I am relieved to let go of the feeling kind of love and trade it in for the love that just requires action and behavior no matter what I'm feeling. This is a kind of love that I can connect to and see because, to be honest, there are times when I don't feel love for the people around me. Instead, I can feel annoyed or frustrated or angry, my true confessions. So thank God I don't have to feel something called love at that moment. I only have to act with patience, kindness, and understanding, which is hard enough. All of us who are parents know that love happens at 3 a.m. when your child is crying and feeling sick again, and you still get up and sit with them. Or your teenage son screams out, "I hate you." And you still make him dinner, wash his clothes, and try again to talk things over. You may not feel love at that moment, but you make a choice to do love. And then, sometimes, the feeling of love wells up inside and matches the actions, and there's a moment of peace and joy. Love is, of course, the primary central message of the gospel. Love is described again not as a feeling, but as an action. Love is kindness, patience, humility, not insisting on your own way. It is truth-seeking. Love is action and attitude and a way of being and doing, and is not necessarily a feeling. God is love. I am glad that God loves me even when I'm not feeling the love. I am glad to be able to claim that love even when I'm confused, upset, or worn out. And I am so grateful to work among a team of people who do love, who act out the work of love, who become God's love for those we serve each and every day, even when the feeling may not be there. God's love is action, forgiveness, grace, blessing, life, hope. I thank all of you for the ways in which you do love and become the action of God's love in your work. Have a great weekend. God bless.